All right, we're here. She's pointing at me. She's going to stop. Like she's telling me, it's not stop, but start.
Start, yeah. I'm not telling you to stop. You hadn't even started yet.
And I cooked some dinosaur wings.
Yeah, they were really good.
Same as buffalo wings, but you can get chicken drumsticks sometimes cheaper per pound. You get them chicken drumsticks with more meat on them.
Yeah, they were really good.
Fucking right. Fried them up.
Had them with a little bit of...
Tossed them in the butter and hot sauce.
Yeah.
Put some blue cheese dressing with it. Mix some blue cheese dressing in the coleslaw mix. It was a fucking like a picnic, but it was inside.
It's an inside picnic.
I'm going to do it again, because I got some General So's chicken sauce. General So's sauce made.
Yeah.
Imagine tossing it in some of that. Okay. Yeah. Imagine tossing it in that. Too. Okay.
I got
some thighs out there. We'll do thighs next time.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
All right, it's bone in, but you know, I'm ready to go. I like
dark meat. Like
okay,
well that's like, aren't you supposed to like when you make paprikash, like Hungarian paprikash? Aren't you supposed to use, or am I thinking of something else? Are you supposed to use like thighs or chicken on the bone or whatever?
Thighs and bone in. Yeah, they like thighs with legs. They eat it with bone, you know, on the bone, but you know, like that's not what you really would find commonly in the United States.
Yeah, it's much easier to do it like with cubed.
Yeah, paprikash, a lot of times that's some shit up on a smorgasbord. That was back when your grandparents, you know what I mean? That was your grandma's buffet.
Still, though, you've made it a few times and it's really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But typically in the U.S., they deboned it.
Yeah.
To make it easier to serve and eat.
Well, it's easier to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's good both ways. It's good on mashed potatoes and it's good on noodles.
The American recipes tend to be wrong. When I had that... That Hungarian paprika made a big difference, didn't it?
I just got that at Publix, yeah.
Yeah, it came in a big old metal can.
Yeah, big old metal can. It was like right at the... They kind of hid it. It was like right at the end.
Yeah, they use a lot more in Hungary, and they make it hot. That's like chili. That's their version of chili.
Yeah.
Or kind of like their version of curry. It's similar.
I kind of feel like every culture has a chili / curry kind of dish, don't they?
Paprikash up in, say, like Michigan... Because I've had it there, too. It was just creamy. It wasn't very spicy. Which, that's not really authentic.
Well, you know, fair enough. But, I can't. The older I get, the less spicy food I can eat.
Right.
as most of you will finally find out, when you get older, your stomach just rebels.
Another one I like is pierogies.
Man, we haven't made those in a long time.
I know.
God damn it.
Pierogies.
Now you like making... I just ate, so I'm not hungry.
I like just cheese pierogies. Cheese and potato pierogies.
Yeah. We're always talking about food.
Yeah. Which we got to go for a walk again sometime today before it gets too late. What time is it?
It's 4 o'clock. Okay. Worse. Yeah. All right. So, but yeah. It's Sunday. We're not really doing a hell of a lot.
Just making a boring video.
Yeah, we're just making a boring
video. No, it's not boring. It's not boring. What's going on, Jenny?
No, I'm just saying. Well, all I've been doing today, I put up the matinee review, so finally everybody can see our video for our reviews of Extraction and Blood Quantum and the Dust Walker.
Yeah, Dust Bowl. Dirt Walker. Dirt Surfer.
Yeah.
We'll see. I think I only have like one comment on that review so far.
Well, I only just put it up a few hours ago.
Yeah.
But I've been doing that, and then I was working on artwork for my games website. Like I said, it's probably not going to be up until later this year, but I'm trying to like get, and all the games aren't done, but I have so many games done that I'm trying to like build a new website. So I'm making like all this little art, like for the, you know, and I'm trying to figure out like how to organize the website, because I don't know how I'm gonna do it, but I'll figure it out, I guess. But other than that, it's like not a lot going on. We watched one of the movies that I think Joseph sent us, Winchester.
Yeah, it looked good.
It was actually pretty decent. Yeah, it was like good. Better than it, because I remember when it came out in the theaters, and I remember it got kind of like meh reviews. But it was actually pretty good. I like Helen Mirren anyway, and it was really good. And I mean, it went with. And we did a show about the Winchester Mystery House where, I'm not sure how true that shit is about how she built the house, like, to confuse the spirits.
Yeah, I got another theory.
Because of all the shit. Yeah. And actually, but I did like that they kind of expanded on that a little bit in the movie by saying that she was building all these crazy rooms because she was building the rooms that the people that haunted the house had died in. And it was like you could like trap them in there, kind of. So I liked that, you know, that aspect of it. Because it kind of made it more pulled together, like the narrative, you know, rather than just some random, hey, she's just building a house randomly.
I had another theory about that house, and somebody who works for the association that protects that house fucking thanked me for my theory. Remember that?
yeah, I remember. It was a while back, but yeah.
Because we didn't try to make her sound like she was fucking nuts or that something was bad. That woman worked there, and all her, you know, and all her coworkers, they liked Miss Winchester, and they had a different understanding of that house. But I think it was the Victorian era. She was a single widowed woman. It wasn't proper for them to really be going out dating or anything. Seances and spiritualism was real popular. That was considered to be like real high class and kind of like high tech at that time.
Oh yeah, everybody was.
It was like super in vogue. And having, you know, having construction guys over at the house 24 hours a day. I mean, she couldn't travel, I don't think. There wasn't much a single woman could do, even if you had a whole bunch of money. Basically, what this was it was calling a bunch of young worker men over to the house all the time. To
and
be
just
on the
have,
house.
And like keep her company.
And keep her company. I think that's what it was. It's, you know, making sure that she had cute guys working on a damn house. She'd look out the window, you know what I mean? Look down the hallway and watch them working, ask them if they want any fucking lemonade, ask them if they want tea. Because she was in no hurry for any of this work to get done, and this was a constant source of having young men in the house. That's what I believe it was.
Well, and plus she might have been, like, interested in architecture and shit like that, too, wanting to, like, try different shit out, like, in different parts of the house, which,
constant visitors over asking her about decor and constant shopping. She's shopping from home. Basically, instead of, you know, they didn't have internet then, you know, but people, and women like to shop, but, you know, she was rich enough to have...
women be shopping.
Women be shopping. And I don't like she was shopping. Rich enough. She was rich enough to shop at home, and you know she could
she'd
be
looking all the catalogs.
She'd have salesmen catering to her and women catering to her, and you know talking about decor, and that's what I believe it was about.
Yeah, and I mean, I like in the movie that even though obviously they had to make it a straight up ghost story because it was a horror story, but they initially. You know, posited that she was nuts because she was seeing all this stuff and like the, you know, the narrative thrust was, you know, the psychiatrist was coming there, psychologist or whatever he was coming there to assess her because they were thinking of taking her off the board of Winchester Repeating Rifles. But then he initially did think she was nuts because she kept saying, hey, I'm like seeing all these ghosts and they like, you know, she's doing the automatic writing and they're making her draw the rooms and stuff. But it turned out that she was right. So she wasn't crazy at all.
Now, this is just in the fictional movie.
Yeah, that's just in the movie.
It's not in his. Don't get confused.
Yeah, it's two completely
different things. I think it was more about having young guys in the house and being able to shop from the house and being able to be kind of catered to all the time so she wouldn't get lonely. That's what I think. And to be really cool. She's doing all this spiritualism shit. And she's
If I had that much money and like, I mean, and you could just keep building on a house, like she pretty much had endless funds.
She had endless funds. So
I mean,
I
think that'd be kind of neat. Like,
because people go, how could you do that to your house? How could you spend so much money? From her point of view, she wasn't spending any money. She was just paying for entertainment. It didn't cost much. And she couldn't fuck the house up because she could just buy another house and move away from it. She had nothing to lose by doing that.
And the house is still standing there today. You can go visit it now.
Yeah, and she made a famous house.
It's like a tourist kind of thing.
And it had all kinds of crazy shit in it. And
like a fun house.
It's like a fun house. But she didn't live in those parts of the house. She was just adding stuff to a house that she already lived in.
Yeah, I mean, the house was big enough that she had her own wing. You didn't have to go over there.
Yeah, you know, when the workers weren't there, she could walk around it like it was a damn fun house and fucking trip out and talk about spirits. Although, I think maybe she did believe in spiritualism, but I don't think she was having any paranormal experiences.
Yeah, and a lot of people believed in spiritualism back then. Like you said, it was very much a thing.
Yeah.
So I don't think there was anything wrong with
her
at all.
No, I don't think there's anything. I think she was just having fun.
It's like, you know,
she was a rich woman having fun.
Yeah.
Think about it.
And a lot of people that have that much money, they have eccentricities because they have the money to like indulge their whims. And I don't think that is any weirder than some of the other shit that rich people have gotten up to.
In our day, she just would have been just a rich goth girl.
Yeah.
You know, doing weird shit.
Yeah, probably that's no all, one would have thought of her as that strange.
No.
Obviously. I mean, I don't think.
I don't think people thought of her as that strange. I don't remember any reports of anybody saying that she was anything other than just real pleasant.
Yeah, I think everybody that knew her...
Yeah, said she was just cool.
Yeah, didn't think she was crazy or anything mm-mm. like that. It's like, yeah, it's just...
I think a lot of it had to do with flirting with guys.
More power to her.
Women have needs. Women have needs. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you for telling
women
me that.
Women have needs.
Thank you for telling me, a woman.
And women have needs. Well, she's got these dudes working, and they're working inside the house.
I know.
Okay? They're working inside the house and outside the house and inside the house, and she could always say, oh, sweetheart, you look so tired. Why don't you come sit here and take a load off? Have a lemonade.
Have some cookies.
She'd bring out the phonograph fucking player, and they'd listen to them. Because she wasn't in any fucking hurry to get that house done. Well, she told people she wasn't in any hurry to get it done. So...
Hey, as long as she's paying the people, she gave all those people like steady work.
Hell yeah. And I'm sure they probably knew what was up.
Yeah.
They're like, go down there, go entertain your lady. Dude's fucking all sweaty, taking his shirts off. You don't mind if I cool off? This is all the Victorian period. Sitting there like that, you know.
They have to take off the 40 layers
of
clothing.
You know, thank you, madam. You know, dude, like, flexing his muscles and shit. Ooh, it sure is hot out there, madam. You know what I mean? She's offering him a raise and shit. You know? I'm sure there was some of that shit going on.
That's fucking hilarious.
Hey, man, if fucking the father of fucking, basically the fucking father of bodybuilding, you know, fucking Eugen Sandow, right? Basically had a whole fucking career built upon selling fucking, basically kind of like semi-nude selfies.
Yeah.
That was the fucking, his empire was built upon on nude selfies. And 2-pound dumbbells. You could carry a bunch of 2-pound dumbbells.
I feel like back in the old days,
they knew the deal.
Before it was acceptable to come out as gay, for example, I feel like there was a big like underground, not even an underground trade, but there was a trade in like magazines and photos and stuff like that of bodybuilders. And you could say, oh, I'm just interested in male fitness and I want to look like that and stuff like that, even though that wasn't.
Yeah, but in Sandow's case, though, you know, he had lots of female admirers, and evidently groups of women were going to these, what he would call, like, private showings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They were for the females only.
It's like the Chippendales.
It's fucking Chippendales. That's exactly what he's fucking talking about. They had private ladies-only, ladies-only viewings. You know,
and they're like, "Ooh, look how."
And they would go in there, and he sell some selfies, and fucking yeah, baby, you know. That was fucking the original strongman, or one of the original strongmen.
That's hysterical.
And now you know, you fucking win the Olympia, you get the Sandow Trophy, man. Sandow fucking, he was a fucking natty, man. He was all natural. Fucking, just check him out. You can see him.
It's like
there's actually films of him surviving, posing, doing posing routines.
It's funny that you brought that up, because for some reason yesterday I was thinking about that movie, The Full Monty.
Yeah.
About like the British steel workers that were out of work and like they're a Chippendales thing. Man, I need to see that movie again. That movie was fucking hilarious.
Yeah. We got to do a fucking show on Sandow.
Well, yeah, we could.
And Sandow and like some of the famous fucking old strongmen. Of the 1800s, like fucking Pandur and all. Because, you know, we did Houdini. And those guys were kind of
a long time ago,
We did Houdini long. And those guys were similar. It was a similar kind of gig.
And we did like a circus sideshow one. But we didn't really talk about strongmen all that much. We just kind of talked about like human oddities. And
see, the thing with strongmen and guys like Sandow was the one that really fucking... Eugen, they had all these Greek and Roman statues, Greco-Roman art. You know, and it was proven that these statues really were from that era. But most people in that day thought that was all bullshit, that was an idealized sculpture, that a human couldn't look like that. And Eugen figured that, no, I think I can get myself to look like... He took all the measurements off the statues to get the proportions right.
Yeah.
And then set about to try to figure out how to look like that, and he did it. So part of what his challenge was is to prove... that those Greek and Roman statues were based on real people, and you really could look like that.
Yeah.
And really what that means is that the Greeks and the Romans knew about bodybuilding. That's fucking... And they were doing it without any kind of anabolic steroids. And this was, you know, that's high tech knowledge.
Yeah.
You have to understand that you got to eat a lot of protein and lifting weights and progressive resistance, which, you know, that's not something you would just stumble upon. You know what I mean? You'd have to think about that, I guess.
And it would probably be like a whole bunch of people's different kind of studies and theories.
Yeah.
And like it'd be like a lot of, you know, just kind of trying things and seeing if that works.
It was part of the whole fucking industry of
trial and error. That's
it was part of the whole industry of sports medicine the Greeks and the Romans had when it came to like Olympic games and gladiator fights and gladiatorial combat. And, you know, so, and then even. Evidently, women were involved in this too. The Greeks had a class of women called porne, where the word porn comes from, and they were professional erotic entertainers that would come to parties in big groups. Only rich people could afford them. Evidently, they did this too, porne.
Yeah.
And it was to get a good build on them. So it's weird, you know what I mean? Because lifting weights and bodybuilding is not natural behavior.
No.
Because it's, you know, most people naturally take the easy path, not the harder path. You know what I mean? Like, oh, this, I can't take it. You know what I mean? Oh, that hurts. Oh, that hurts. I won't do that again. You know, that's the most people's reaction to that kind of shit. You know? So, you know, I guess if you didn't know what you were doing and you didn't know if it would yield results or not, in those days you might think it might kill you. Or that it's something kind of sadomasochistic that you won't get anything from it.
Yeah. Oh, you know? Hey.
Pokey's in here. What you doing, Poke?
She was taking a nap, but she was like, oh, I hear him talking in there. And she busts in. Like, yeah. She does the door
she's
open. Like,
put her ass in the camera again.
Yep. Yeah. You going to do it, Pokey?
Yeah.
Nope, she's going to sit down. She's being good.
Yeah, but that's about it. That's all I wanted to say.
All right, so we'll wrap this up for Sunday. You going to say bye to the people, Pokey? No, she's not going to say nothing.
No, she doesn't know where the camera is.
All right.
She's like, what's a camera?
I don't know what that is. Yeah. All right. So you guys have a good rest of your weekend, and we will talk to you again tomorrow.